Are you a music fan? Well, of course you are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to X-Ray. I mean a real music fan. The kind who loves the history behind it and a wide variety of it. Do you just like older music from back before algorithms made every new song sound the same? Do you like breakfast? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, why not crack some eggs, put on some coffee, and start your Saturdays with Raise a Glass, your musical almanac. Find out who passed away on this day, what notable albums were released, an eclectic mix of tunes with a little history and trivia thrown in. That's Raise a Glass with me, Jim Fisher, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on X-Ray FM.
You're listening to Wildflower and Weeds here on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Nehalem Manzanita Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Walking down the dusty road, I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling old. Call the doc, call the priest, call the barman in the very least. Oh, the good Lord knows I've been through highs and lows. I've got nowhere to turn to no more. I paid the price, I've lived a life of vice. Now my woman's walking on out the door. She left me on that cold winter.
Just heard Highs and Lows by Buddy Greenbloom. We are going to be debuting one of his new releases a little bit later. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazybones. Today I'm in the X-Ray studio with Jacob Weldon. He not only has a few new singles out, but he's been booking some really cool shows at the Spare Room, so he's here to talk about it. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back. It's always fun.
I know. Always a pleasure. It's been a while.
It's probably been a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about time. And you got to bring music, and you have new releases out.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been trickling out some singles over the last few months. First one was Frisky When You Miss Me, along with a music video that we shot locally here in Portland at the Montevilla Station, and shot by Monica McFadden. After that, we did Loving on a Woman, which is actually doing really, really well for us. So we appreciate all those streams. And just recently, we released You Win Some, You Lose Some. And we're just letting that one cook a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to play that one next. But we're going to play all of those.
Cool.
So I'm excited. I do really like the total picture. I'll have to see you play it, and then I'll have the total thing. But the aesthetics and your art for it.
Yeah.
Those images are so much fun.
Yeah. The for You Win Some, You Lose Some?
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend Amber Arpin did the makeup. I just went over to her house. She does like movie makeup and stuff. And
I was going to, I mean, you sent me those photos and I was like, this is so perfect. But it actually really is fitting how creepy it was when we walked up to this building.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Getting us in the Halloween mood early.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was super fun to do. We actually just did the photo shoot in her garage. She has like a bar garage, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
And it was fun to be the rodeo clown and the sad guy. So
I kind of feel like your music speaks to a bar and a garage.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
totally.
Like that's a really fitting place for your music.
Most of it's about falling in love or falling out of love or really hurting from it. So those are
all things that you want to recover in a garage with.
Yeah.
The older I get, I feel like the more garages, like the more Chase spends time in the garage. Like I'm going to go down to the garage and I'm like, wait, are we at that stage of life?
Right. That's me in my basement because all my instruments are down there.
But. Yeah, that's what's in our, that's exactly what's in our garage. And I'll just hear the drums randomly for 10 minutes and then it'll be silent again. I'm like, it's so random. But so where did you record this one?
We record all of our stuff at Singing Sands here locally. Kyle Cregan, sound engineer, actually mixed them as well. And then our tracks are mastered in Houston, Texas with Todd Pipes.
Cool. Well, that's a nice little way to get a little Texas flair.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, he's the singer in Deep Blue Something. Okay. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh yeah.
that's Todd Pipes. So.
Wow.
It's just kind of neat to have that connection. So.
That is. Okay. Well, what's up with these Honky Tonk Throwdown?
So the Honky Tonk Throwdown, it's a series of shows that I'm trying to put together here in Portland. A little bit of backstory. Last year I had the honor to play a show in New York City in Queens, and it's called Honky Tonkin' in Queens. It's a big event. Big deal. I definitely it felt a little early in my journey to be involved, but it really opened up my eyes to what was possible in having like an event that is just full of genuine happiness and joy. And there was so much love in the room of all walks of life, and everybody was dressed up in their Western wear and dancing
in Queens.
In Queens,
I love that.
And it was at an old German dance hall. Super cool. So it was very authentic.
How did you find that?
A good friend of mine who's actually coming to town for our show, the Honky Tonk Throwdown 2, Aaron McDonald, he set that up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be playing some of his music. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that's how that happened. And I really wanted to kind of take that model and bring it back here to Portland and kind of tweak it to where it would work for a market like we have. We really have those kind of shows that are all walks of life are welcome and everybody's having a good time. I just wanted to bump it up and make it a little bit of a bigger thing. And I want to do this as a quarterly event. And we're really just trying to like drum up some interest and get people to show up.
Yeah. And it's all artists. It's super pro artists.
Yeah. So it's kind of a win for everyone. The Spare Room has been gracious enough to let us have the event there. We understand, you know, times are tough. Money's tight. That's tight for the venues. It's tight for the fans. It's tight for the bands. We put in a lot of work and a lot of hours on this. So I wanted to build this as something that everybody wins. I don't ever want this event to be more than $10. This is a $10 event. 100% of that $10 that you give at the door goes to the bands. That's super gracious of the Spare Room for giving us that. Our hope is to bring them 200 to 300 people and give back that way. And the people win because it's a $10 cover and you get to see great bands.
Yeah.
And the more that we can get people to show up and show interest and have a demand for this, the bigger bands we'll be able to bring in. And we're going to keep this at a $10 price point every time.
I like that. It feels like 90s country, like those smaller venues.
Yeah.
It's literally what I was talking to you about earlier. Like if it's super community focused.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always been a thing where there's, you know, another thing we are offering too with the $10 is there's James Jones, Honky Tonk Basement, and our friend Peggy are doing the two-step lessons.
Air horn for James Jones.
before, yeah, right. So that'll be going on right when you get in the door. We do want to welcome all the line dancers that we have in the community. There's always been this separation of line dancing and two-stepping. Let's just all bring us together and let's just have a really good night. And like our goal is just to put on a good show and have a good party.
I think that rivalry like dates back to the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
Like line, isn't that funny?
For sure. I think it's time that we get rid of that line though. No pun intended, and we bring us all together. We can have line dancing and two-stepping at the same time. I saw it in Queens, New York.
Yeah. My uncle and aunt do line dancing, and they go on, like, my aunt went on a cruise for it. But if I ever said whatever dancing she was doing, they'd be like, it's line dancing, you know. It's funny. I love that. I think that there seems to be like a connection between Portland and like Brooklyn and New York-ish.
For sure.
Seems like a lot of people migrate to and from those places together, you know. I don't know. I also think that the dancing, having those at the beginning, it's scary to take the first step to dance.
Yeah.
So learning it right before in a less like scary situation. Because it can be intimidating.
Yeah, yeah. And the spare room is a great setup. It has a really nice dance floor.
It's really not as hard as it.
Yeah, no, looks. It's pretty easy. And you know, if you don't have all the confidence in the world, it's pretty dark in there. So no one's going to judge you. So, and I can admit that I'm not a very good dancer. So.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, if it's not your strength. Yeah. I get dizzy really easy.
Yeah.
I'm not the one who should be on the floor of. Right. You know what I mean? Being spun around. So, yeah, I love that. Anyway, your music is very danceable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So you're usually performing it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and that's actually not always the goal, performing in this event. We did run the first Honky Tonk Throwdown with Emily Love and the Highliners. It was a really successful for us.
You are performing in the next one.
Yeah, and we performed that one with Emily and her band, and we got about 200 people out. There's a lot of room to grow. We're still just trying to get the word out and spread the word about this event. Just as the event kind of gets off the ground is where I'll be involved with my band and playing. And we might jump in and play every now and again, but I want to bring in touring acts. I want to bring in other bands. Another goal of mine is to always get a local band involved with a touring band, not only for the exposure for the local band. We've had the opportunity of touring around with some bigger touring acts, and those relationships that we've built are so valuable to a small band. This is coming from a small band. So a lot of those connections and that networking and just that friendship has been so valuable to my career.
Yeah.
And I want to give that back to some of the bands that are coming up.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's now you're in the big brother role.
It feels pretty good. We have a lot of room to grow, though. But
yeah. Well, I feel like the base of it all is like such a positive, you know, for the artist. And that's kind of... There's a lot of work that goes in it behind the scenes, not just that day.
Yeah, and I'm really promoting this on my own time and on my own dime. I'm not getting any compensation back for this, and it's not that I'm trying to be some savior or anything like that. For me, it feels good to give back to the Portland community that's really given me so much over the last few years, and it's a way for me to give back a little bit, and it feels pretty good.
So. Yeah. I think that, like, especially after, like, since COVID still, like, I feel like community really does need to be the focus because it takes a village to, like...
Absolutely, yeah.
And we lived so separate for so long that, like, sometimes it's harder to do that. And a $10 door fee is, like, a really good a good way to get people to be engaged because it is an easy thing to, like, get... $10 is easy to get.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think that what in hopes too that, you know, we're not attacking any other venues with this and saying they're doing it wrong. There's plenty that do it right. We understand it's tough as a business to operate this way at times, but if our model works, then maybe our model kind of spreads, you know, and we can get fair compensation for everyone. And the bar makes a lot of money, and that's kind of the goal, right? Is like, as long as everyone's happy and had a good time and looks forward to the next one, then we all won.
So. Totally. I agree. I know it's like there's so many aspects of how getting to being together impacts us in positive ways. So many facets.
Oh, yeah.
This song, You Win Some, You Lose Some, we can get into that one. Do you want to tell me anything about that?
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes, sometimes you meet someone and they're special and you pour your heart out and you're really putting in a lot of effort. And I think in my instance, this has happened probably a few times, right? Where you put your heart on the line and it doesn't always come back the way you want it. And that's, you know, you win some, you lose some. And it's kind of the oldest saying in the book, right?
But, yep. You just have another rock to place in front of you trying to get through the river.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, this is You Win Some, You Lose Some. This is Jacob Weldon's latest single, and it's available everywhere.
I went and done it again. I tried to give her my heart. I'm taking one off the chin and picking up all the parts, and it's a hurting like hell. Still ain't sure how to curve. I try to focus on things, but I'm still thinking of her. Win some, you lose some. Oh, that's what they say. Well, I'm ready to win one any one of these days. I've been in love a time or two, maybe three. And I was falling for her. She wasn't falling for me. Played that fool so many times I lost count, but at least she told me the truth. But it was hell finding now, so I'm a hanging it up. I'm a calling it quits. And who am I trying to fool? Y'all know that I'm full of. Ah, who am I kidding anyway? Some, you lose some. Oh, that's what they say. Well, I'm ready to win one any one of these days. I've been in love a time or two, maybe three. And I was falling for her. She wasn't falling for me.
Cigarettes and my Thank you.
Very slow fade out there. You just heard Slow Luck by Aaron McDonald. He's opening for Jacob Weldon at the Spare Room on September 27th for the Honky Tonk Throwdown. And then right before that was Bad News by King of Foxes. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm in the X-Ray studio with Chase and Jacob Weldon. Do you want to say hi? Oh, he just gave a thumbs up. Nope. I think he was doing that for Jacob. You're on air.
I'll say hello.
There you go.
Yeah,
just a quiet being in the room. Anyway, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
We were just, so that is the person who's opening for you, but you guys kind of go back to like making music together as young kids.
Yeah, Aaron and I grew up in Independence, Oregon, on a little cul-de-sac right across the street from each other. He's actually just a year younger than me, so we were close all through childhood and growing up. And then he started his music career in Seattle, and now he's down in Austin, Texas, and he's been doing it for, who knows, 15 years probably now. Very successful. He's somebody I really look up to, and he's helped me out a ton with my career. I was a lot later coming into the game, but it's cool to see a friend of mine who bought a guitar when he was probably 12 and learned all the Metallica songs,
yeah.
And then now he's a country music staple down there in Austin. So
I feel like even coming into it later, like I, as a kid, to decide to do an instrument is always so impressive to me because it always has intimidated me. Like I could not. My fingers would not figure a guitar out. I'm going to play the theremin.
Yeah, I had plenty of moments where I got a guitar and got rid of a guitar because I gave up. Never thought I would ever have a band. And then...
You're writing songs.
Yeah, now I'm writing songs and I'm doing things like this and playing shows. And it's just, it's incredible. It's actually something I would have never dreamed of. So.
Yeah. I think that like that's something that makes Portland super fun is like all the different music types that you can do on a Thursday.
Absolutely. And we have some just incredibly talented musicians around here and artists, and it's so fun to be part of a really good community.
Yeah. And you give back. I mean, you've set up a really nice thing. The concept for the Honky Tonk Throwdowns is really cool. If you're just tuning in, Jacob's been booking those out at the Spare Room, and they're super artist-focused and experience-focused for everybody. And, you know, they're no more than $10. There's a few other, there's a lot of really cool aspects to it. And you get to play music with your friends for people.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember talking about Neighbors with you when I interviewed you prior. Like, that just came to me because I feel like your neighbors are the kids that, like, your battle front, like, you went to battle with.
Yeah.
In this weird way. Like, you survived.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm still friends with all my neighbors.
Survived childhood, yeah. Survived all the street football games, and, the dust-ups with all your other kids in the neighborhood. And
great. We went by my old neighborhood when we were in Arizona last, and I stopped by and said hi to my friend and her mom, and she was in town from Phoenix, so like she was randomly in town, and I was thinking like I knew everybody's business, like I still live there, and my friend Alyssa was like, why do you know all this stuff? And I'm like, because I talk to everyone. I don't know when to shut up, I just keep talking. So you know, there's a benefit.
Yeah, I would say Aaron and I are in contact almost daily. I know that probably sounds weird, but we're super close, but he's such a great resource for me, and he's helped me out so much. So
it's almost like a weird sibling thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And in this weird way, you both had both parents or something, you know, like too funny. Well, we were talking a little bit about different music you're making, some of the stuff you've been releasing for this country section. The next song that I have queued up is Lovin' on a Woman.
Yeah. Another heartbreak song, right? Putting a lot into something and having that person walk out the door. It's a tough experience. It always brings about a bunch of emotion, and it's just something that I think is unfortunately easy for me to write about. It's not always the most pleasant thing to think about, but you know, I can dive back into a lot of memories and a lot of things and put them on paper sometimes, and they come out as pretty good songs. And you know, Hank Williams Sr. really did it, where he would sing about these tragic events in his life and this heartbreak and sadness. And all the while he's singing these songs, people are dancing and smiling and having the time of their life to his own personal tragedy. So I think I kind of took that and ran with it a little bit. And it's always kind of stuck with me. So
the face paint of a sad clown, that really fits into this narrative.
Yeah, for sure.
That you've...
Yeah, sometimes like you play the fool. You kind of feel silly after things fall apart, and I think that's okay. You know, it's just recognizing it and moving forward. And
I think that's like the most universal thing you could really write about.
Sure.
Like, we all have had heartbreak, and we all are born and die. And those are like the three real main things in common with every human.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, if you can write a song about it, might as well. Good coping mechanisms.
Absolutely, yeah. I think writing your songs with some authenticity is really important too. So, you know, write about experiences that you live, and not always about things that you don't really know about. You know, it's like put your heart into it.
Yeah. I think that comes with being, you know, an older looking. Your perspective is shifted
absolutely.
Completely.
Absolutely.
Things are so much more narrow. Well, let's play this one. Here's Lovin' on a Woman. This is one of the latest by Jacob Weldon.
Nice loving on that woman. She was loving on me. She was calling me her darling. I was calling her my baby. And I was thinking on tomorrow. While I was loving on that woman, she was leaving on me. I don't know what I'm gonna do now, 'cause it's driving me insane. I walk around just like a fool now, and I'm calling out her name. Nice loving on that woman. She was loving on me. She was calling me her darling. I was calling her my baby. And I was thinking on tomorrow and all the good it brings. While I was loving on that woman, she was leaving on me.
Don't be I shake with fear. Now I know I'm not alone because now you are here. Yeah. Oh, I finally found a place to be. Yeah. I finally found my friends. Yeah. Oh, this is the day, hey, child, the day that I begin. Mm-mm-mm. This is the day, hey, child.
You just heard Power Lines by Jacob Tremont and Lauren Rosato. And before that was The Day That You Begin from Stephanie Ann Johnson. She's playing The Artichoke on September 20th. She's also opening for Mavis Staples at a few places. And in October, she'll be opening.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's opening for Mavis Staples in October. Guess where?
Revolution Hall. Oh.
In Arizona.
I should have known that.
I know. Arizona has to come up at some point every show. I thought you would have guessed.
Or so, yeah.
Yeah. We only have a little bit left.
Where are they playing in Arizona?
I should have looked. I'll try to find it.
The Tucson Convention Center.
Well, and she has Stephanie has an album coming out in October on the 17th. We've actually seen her at Tree Fort at a brewery. Do you remember that, Chase?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It was you got to drive a little bit past towards like the zoo or whatever down there.
Right. She's playing the Fox Tucson Theater.
Well, there you go. That's a beautiful
what?
Venue.
That's amazing. Anyway, this is Wildflower and Weeds, and this is in Portland, Oregon, not in Arizona. So all that is irrelevant to everybody probably listening. Well, actually, probably not everybody. Our family listens. I'm DJ Lazybones. I'm in the X-Ray studio. I've got Jacob Weldon with me. He has new music that he's put out, but he's also been doing these bookings of a honky-tonk throwdown at the Spare Room happening quarterly, and they're really cool. They're artist-focused, experience-focused. There's a lot of aspects to them that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, really just trying to build a cool event, have people look forward to it. I don't want to oversaturate, so we do want to start out doing them quarterly, and we just want to have people excited about it. And the hopes is growing this into a big thing where we always sell it out. I think it can hold over 300 people in there. I'd love to, we're always open to sponsorships as well. They don't, even they could be super small, right? We have a lot of help on that side right now going on. Michaela from Wild Mustang Booking is helping out with that a ton.
Oh, awesome.
Shout out to Michaela. But yeah, we're looking to maybe, you know, if somebody wants to get a photo booth in there for us, that would be great. We'd love to pay a professional photographer with sponsorship money to provide real great photos for the event and for the bands. Anything you can do to put forth, like we're putting all the money that comes in back into the event and back into the artist. And I think that that's the biggest thing that we want to put out there is like, this is for you. This is for the people. This is for the artists. This is for the venue. But it's just like, let's really build something special here is the goal.
Yeah. And you've got reach. You've got, you know, you're talking to different artists from around the country, which is cool. People are engaged.
Yeah, I've got plenty of bands from Texas have reached out. Los Angeles, we do have like touring acts that want to come through. Of course, Nashville bands even have contacted us. And I think as long as we can show people or we can show that you all want this and you all want to keep showing up and build this thing, we'll get bigger and bigger bands to come in. And we're not ever going to change that entry fee of $10. It's always going to be a $10 show.
So you had Emily Love play the last one, and then you're going to be playing the one in on the 27th.
Yeah, we played the first one, my band Jacob Weldon and the Cobras, along with Emily Love and the Highliners. It was a great success. You know, a lot of people showed up. It was really, really fun.
That's right. It was had her on to, anyway.
Yeah, it was the first throwdown, and it was really kind of a test, and the community really showed up. We'll see, right? You know, how many people are going to show up on the 27th is really going to, you know, determine a lot about the future of the event, but we really just want to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
And we'll keep giving you good music and throwing good parties if you show up.
Yeah. And it's the next one is going to be September 27th. That's at the Spare Room.
Yep.
The artist in that last block, well, we played you and Aaron. So guys, you can get a little taste of what the show will look like if you want to listen to my show once it's archived. And Jacob's been the guest DJ. So there's been a couple songs that I threw in that were new releases, but he's brought the music. This next one. Oh, actually, I had to switch out this next one because I played the Barbara's song that you chose last week.
Oh, okay.
But they just released a song with Sally Ford. Cool. So this is a new release. But yeah. Have you heard it yet? Or have you? Well, you picked their last one.
I probably have. They're super fun, super talented. Yeah. They have like such a wholesome vintage sound that just makes you feel good that I had to include them in this.
Yeah. They're so fun. They're playing the Showdown on September 19th also, so people can get a taste of that. Anyway, before we break into that next song, is there anything else that we should know about the Honky Tonk Throwdown?
Man, just spread the word if you can, you know, tell your friends, tell your family, show up, meet new friends.
Learn to dance.
Yeah, learn to dance. And just, this is we're really trying to build this as just like a big positive event.
I think it's the end of the summer and like, we're all going to be heading into our hibernation phase in the next 2 months, you know?
Yeah, right.
So we need like those last like moments to get our, you know, zoomies out.
Yeah.
We're just animals.
Come kick off fall with us next Saturday at the Spare Room.
It's super spooky. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get some Barbaras on. This is the Barbaras and Sally Ford, both Portlanders. So if you haven't heard of them, you've probably seen their names places. But
you go too far. My, oh my, I'm a restless guy. Got a home everywhere I go.
Well, I ain't good looking and I ain't too smart, but baby, I'm a sensitive guy. I ain't done everything there is to do, but I'll damn sure give it a try.
Just heard Rambunctious Boy by Emily Love. That's her latest off of her album that just dropped. It's called Heart of a Fool. And is that right? Heart of a Fool?
Yeah, that's right.
I said it wrong last time because my brain was pre-filling it. And I love that whole album. I love that cover. It's so good. Thanks for, bringing some more Emily Love in.
Yeah, for sure. She's a good friend of mine.
She's the best. She's so nice. Before that was Rodeo Wilson with Caroline, and then, before that was the Barbaras. If you've been listening, this has been Wildflowers and Weeds, and Jacob's been here. He has new music out. It's available everywhere. Do you want to tell people where they can find more information about the Honky Tonk Throwdowns and you and your stuff?
Yeah, I'm probably most active on my Instagram, Jacob Weldon Music. That's where most of our stuff goes down. You can also check out the website, jacobweldonmusic.com. Obviously, I'm on Facebook and those things as well. But probably the most active is on Instagram.
Excellent. And the Honky Tonk Throwdown stuff with the Spare Room, I've seen those posts floating around on Instagram already.
Yeah, I'm running some ads for that, just hoping to get the word out and get old fans, new fans, and everyone in between.
Yeah, come kick off fall.
Yep.
The Spare Room, that's a... I was going to say July, but it's not July. It's September. September 27th with Aaron McDonnell.
Yep.
Well, this has been Wildflowers and Weeds. Thanks for listening. I'll be on momentarily with Hello Cruel World. I'm covering JBJ. And we have Ezra Rose on with us, which is really cool. Stay tuned. We're going to be listening to...